sin. But God was gracious. He had a plan. So when we think about that, I want you to think about all the plans that you've made. Plans. You know, we like to plan our day. We like to get up in the morning and sit over a cup of coffee and write down our things to do, don't we? We like to plan. We like to have plans because knowing that this life can change us in many ways. Plans for our home, additions or subtractions of that house, or putting up a new garage like we did recently. Plans to do many different things. But those plans can change or even surprise us. On our vacation, our little trip to the south, before we left, we planned our way down to San Antonio. Everything went pretty good. So while we're in San Antonio, we planned our way to Apache Junction, where we were staying with our camper. Everything went pretty well there. We stayed in Las Cruces for 2 days. We went and walked in the White Sands National Park. Complete white. I had to wear my sunglasses. And they had posts everywhere so you could plan your walk so you don't get off the trail and lost. So everything went pretty well when we got to Apache Junction and everything. And so we're planning our way home. And so we knew which town we were going to stay in. And I would pick out a campground. And we would talk about it and plan. While we were going from Apache Junction, we'd end up in a place in New Mexico and then in Texas, two places in Texas. And one was called Sweetwater, Texas. And as I brought that out, I go, oh, they got a great campground. They got a KOA campground. Boy, isn't that nice? Because we've been camping in KOA campgrounds. So I get on there, I plan it, pay for it, and off. We didn't start going. A couple days later, I thought, well, I better check this out. Brought it up on my phone. I had gotten a reservation, not in Sweetwater, Texas, but in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Oh my goodness, my plan was not going to work. I had a quick call Sweetwater, Tennessee and say, I've got to cancel. And then I had to find a campground in Sweetwater, Texas, which I did. And I go, whew, at least that campground wasn't filled. Plans. We all have plans. But God's got a mighty plan for us. That mighty plan that God has is in the death, the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That plan for us is the redemption of our lives. That plan for us is the rescue. To rescue us out of this sin-infested world. To rescue us from the horrible, the filthy deeds we commit, the sins that we have committed. God's mighty plan is in Jesus to forgive our sins, to pull us out of that dreadful life, and to give us a new life that is crafted in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, who came to redeem us, Christ Jesus. You know, last Sunday we were in church in Bethany, and the pastor had a sermon about Christ crucified, that he liked that text. And I remarked to Karen, I says, we need to preach Christ crucified every time. every time we open up the scriptures, that Christ was crucified for us, and that was God's plan. It's hard for us to imagine that God made this plan before he made the foundation of the world. But God had that mighty plan already in place. He knew Adam and Eve were going to sin. And so he crafted the plan of salvation and redemption. And that plan is for us. It's a mighty plan because it called for his son to die on the cross. That we were going to be purchased, as Peter says, writes in his first chapter, in his first epistle, that we are not redeemed by silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And him alone. That's God's mighty plan. The disciples thought that they had a good plan. Then that plan was to name the greatest disciple and put him in place right behind Jesus. But that's not what God had in store for God's people. God had a mighty plan. A plan that was in place, and a plan that he crafted, and a plan that went from point A to point B to point C. The birth of Jesus, the suffering of Jesus, the death of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus. That's God's mighty plan. God's mighty plan is for us to be redeemed in Jesus Christ. But it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with Christ dying and rising for us. It continues on because God's got a mighty plan for each of our lives. A number of years ago, I thought that God's mighty plan for me was to be a doctor, a physician, a great doctor, a famous doctor in Duluth, Dr. Sam Boyer, came up to me and said, "Scott, I think you're going to make a good doctor. You got a great bedside manner." And I said, "Dr. Boyer, you got to do all the classes before that, you know." He says, "No problem. You'll get through. You'll get through." Little did he know, little did I know, that I was going to stray from that goal and never get back to it. God's mighty plan was not for me to be a physician. God's mighty plan continued. And I thought that God wanted me to do specific things, other things in my life, but God said, "No, that's not what I want you to do." So God's mighty plan for me was to be a pastor, to be a shepherd of the flock, to know who the true shepherd is, and to tell people about Jesus, that Jesus has a mighty plan for each and every one of us, and he places us where he wants to. Gary Tease would often say, "You know, God has a plan, and he puts people in the right places at the right time." When we were in Apache Junction, there was a church that was only about a mile and a half away from us where we were camped. Mountain View Lutheran Church. The pastor there is Pastor Mark Friedrich. And I go, "Friedrich." When I introduced myself on the first Sunday, I said, "Do you have a father named Henry?" And he said, "Yes, I do. He lives in Algona, Iowa." I'm going, "Okay, I know his father." As we were leaving, I said, "Do you happen to be Brian's brother? And Pastor Mark said, yes. He's president of the Concordia College in St. Paul, Minnesota. I said, I know him. He graduated a year behind me, both at Concordia St. Paul and Concordia Seminary St. Louis. I knew the family. I'm going, boy, is this weird. You know, we're at this KOA campground, we come to Mountain View Lutheran Church. God is saying that, you know, we're a small community, yet we're big and large, and we know each other. God's got a mighty plan. Well, on Ash Wednesday, there was two services, one at 9 o'clock and one at 7 o'clock. We chose the 9 o'clock because we thought, you know, being at 7 o'clock, it's going to be dark, and Scott, you can't see very well, which is the truth. So we'll go to the 9 o'clock church. They had the imposition of ashes. It's a rather large church. Had the imposition of ashes with everybody coming up in a, you know, nice little line and everything. And then they said, we're going to do communion differently. We're going to ask you to come up to the communion rail. We'll have communion. So Karen and I are on about the second table, and we start having communion, and Pastor Mark had the bread. The layman had the individual cup, and Pastor Zoller, a retired pastor, had the chalice. And he would walk through, and those who didn't want the individual cup but wanted the chalice would keep their hands folded, as we did. As he finished, he went to go back up between the altar. Now, the altar is a freestanding altar. It's on kind of slippery wood, but he either missed his step and he fell. And Pastor Mark comes to Pastor Zoller's assistance and help, and he's pointing at me and Karen. Well, Karen had already gone up, and there was this nurse that was beside me. I thought he wanted her up there. But he kept pointing. He knew I was passing. And so I went up. He said, do you want the bread or the chalice? I said, I'd take the chalice. So I helped with communion. Going past the first table, the layman looked back at me and he said, are you going to handle this missile? I said, oh, sure, I got this. God's mighty plan was to put us there on that Wednesday morning and to be available to help God's people. See, God has a mighty plan for Mount Moriah, too. But we just can't see it. You know, we want this church to grow. We want this church to be filled. We want this church to have other people from the community to come. You know, God works in mysterious ways. And God's plan is that Mount Moriah will be a beam and a light in this community. And he tells us, I have this. I have this all under control because it's my plan. There was a TV show called The A-Team. Led by Hannibal Smith, this group would get together and he would settle on a plan. Well, toward the end of the show, this plan came together, whatever. He stands there and he's kind of wringing his hands. He says, I love it when a plan comes together. God loves it that his plan came together. The plan of sending Jesus Christ into the world. His plan of gathering us together and calling us his through holy baptism. And confessing our faith. His plan is to gather us, to continue to gather us together and be a light in this community. That's his mighty plan. Sometimes we think God is really slow. We got to help him. But you know, when you look through the first chapter of Paul's 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I seed the word. God waters and brings it to fruition. God wants us to sow the seed of the word and the word of Jesus Christ and to be that seed. That's his plan. And his plan will come to fruition. And he uses us as instruments in that plan. But we've got to remember who's in charge. Because it's God in charge. And God has called us and brought us together so that we may be his instruments in a dark world, so that we may show forth the light of Christ that no darkness can overcome. In Christ's holy name, amen. Mm-hmm.